Okay, how is everyone doing today?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. Hot.
Yes.
Oh.
It's 100 degrees here in New York, so we're dying. So I sent out the current draft of the article, and I actually put it on Google Docs, but it changed the form. Changed the format slightly. I don't know if anyone had a chance to look at it. There were a few questions I had that I that areas that were marked in red that I had some questions.
I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Okay.
No, and you know, I can't open it, Georgette.
You may send it back to you.
I have it as the draft in a DocX document, but when I click on it, I can't open it. It gives me a whole bunch of folders.
Huh. Let me save it as a as just a doc and see if that helps you. Well, here some main questions I had was some feedback on the keywords. I have the abstract. I need some help with the abstract. I'm not exactly sure. You know, does anybody else need a doc copy of it or?
Got it. And I actually read through it.
Okay.
But it could probably use another read through, but I kind of quickly read through it just to see the areas that you had questions on.
Okay.
I'm trying to open mine now. It's just going really slow.
I'm sorry. I missed part of that, Aisha. What's going really slow?
It's the download.
Oh, the download, okay.
Okay, I have mine. I have it open.
Okay. So you see, I guess, can we start at the top? Jennifer, do you have it yet, or?
I don't have it yet.
Okay.
Did you just send it?
I did.
Yeah. You guys can go ahead. I'll listen.
Okay. What did you? Where do you want to start?
Well, I guess we can just kind of start at the top. But I think the keywords. I'm trying to remember if they have a number as to how many they want.
Up to
six. That looks fine to me.
They said up to six.
Okay.
And I just noticed a double, so we actually just have four, but that should be fine.
Yep.
And then on the abstract, I think we might have to. But this one kind of goes into what we did with the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And since in this lit review we don't talk about the pilot, so maybe we can omit some of that. So we don't have to have some of that information on the pilot. Because it talks about the chaos and the R-pass and the interviews that were done in the pilot and in the follow-up study. But since in this one we're not writing about that, maybe we can just exclude that.
Yeah.
I was looking at abstracts, and this is just what we submitted to USCOTS, but I was looking at abstracts and other articles that were lit reviews, and they tend to take a historical standpoint, like in the past, blah, 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 and, you know, like that. But I didn't think we really looked at our literature that way. I wasn't really sure how even to classify how we decided to look at the literature.
The first couple of sentences are what we did. You know, we looked at synopsis of the literature that looks at misconceptions, or I guess what is statistical reasoning, what are some suggestions that have been made on how to get to it, and some assessment tools that have been used to evaluate that students actually have it.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what as far as we got on this part. We didn't really go into our own investigation of what our students attempt to do.
Okay.
Right, but we don't do that in this article specifically.
Right. So
I would suggest Georgia, that what we need is that entire section where it talks about to investigate students' understanding of reasoning about p-values, everything after that there, I would drop, and then you have to, you know, we probably have to say something like, in this article, we, you know, visit whatever the sections are. You know, it's, you know, just talk about what the article itself, what we're doing in the article.
Okay, that sounds
great.
Makes
sense?
Yeah, I just deleted that section. I was thinking that needs to go too, and I'll just rewrite something. I mean, obviously not here on the phone, but I'll say something. I'll just talk about the outline.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's a great suggestion. And I noticed that introductions in a lot of, and you guys have to remember that I've never written a paper before, so, or a scholarly paper before, anyway, that the introductions often have a lot of the same information as the abstract, just go into a little more detail about the outline.
Uh-huh.
Is that what I should have here?
Yeah, because the abstract is really just to say this is what the paper is about.
Okay.
And then, but when you're actually writing the paper, like you don't assume that, well, you've read the abstract, you know what it's about.
Right.
But when you're actually writing the paper, you write as if the person reading has not read the abstract.
Okay.
Nara, so can you repeat or can someone repeat? Because I didn't hear her very well.
Oh, I was just saying the abstract gives a kind of a synopsis of what the paper is about.
Right.
But when you're actually writing the paper, you don't assume that somebody has read the abstract and therefore exclude information.
Right, yes. Okay.
So the introduction can probably have... just more of that outline, you know, like
okay.
this is what we're going to do in this paper. We're going to look at this and discuss, you know. So it will have some of that language that you have in the abstract.
Okay. I in red you'll see describe existing pedagogical interventions.
Where
and
what page is this on?
We're on the page one in the introduction.
Kind of go between two. Mm-hmm.
And then there was a section that I guess I wrote it, describe existing pedagogical interventions. But when I was looking at the pedagogy section in detail, I found a lot of, hold on. I'm thinking of two different versions of the paper. Let's skip that comment for now and move down the paper. Please. So there's the first one is the statistical reasoning, and then which I wrote, so I would really appreciate somebody else's feedback on. And then we moved into reasoning about p-values specifically, assessment measures. If you guys could go to page three and look at assessment measures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so. The second sentence is Peck demonstrated with her gorilla illustration. We should assess in such a way that students know what is important. I thought if I were the reader, I would want to know what that illustration was, or is there some? Should we include some information about that, or make it a little bit more general, or what do you guys think?
I wrote that. I'm trying to think if I can really just summarize it without going into, because it's pretty detailed,
yeah.
You know, the illustration that she did, but I could probably have like a sentence or two that describe what it is.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe just a summary of what you're supposed to get out of that gorilla illustration. I remember it, too, but I don't remember the specifics.
I don't know if you guys have... I think it was at the very first Ask Us that she did it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. So I don't know how I would describe that in a kind of a short way where somebody would understand what it is. Well, maybe I can just cite where somebody can look it up if they wanted to, because it's online.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That may be a lot of people who will be reading JSE
mm-hmm.
are probably familiar with it.
Okay.
But I think it would be good to cite it, so for those who are not, they can see what it is.
Yeah, even just a phrase about, like it says, we should assess in such a way that students know what is important and valued, you know, as shown by whatever aspect of that gorilla illustration, just kind of referring back to it, so it's just kind of a complete idea. Because I know that I've watched it, I've seen the gorilla illustration, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head exactly what it was. It's been so long.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it right now, but I just don't know how I could.
You can see the gorilla.
Somebody.
Well, maybe when you go back to the article, there may be some sentences in there where she said, she herself gave a summary of what it was.
Oh,
and you can probably just direct quote.
Well, she doesn't. She just says. I think she assumes that. Well, you know, you should know.
How about something like, if Peck demonstrated at her 2005 talk at U.S. COTS, we should assess in such a way, you know, and just leave the word gorilla out? Because, I mean, it's kind of hard to, like, include a word like gorilla and not bring up a lot of questions in someone's mind.
Oh, I like keeping the gorilla there because it is something that you remember. If you saw it, you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not remember the detail of why you're – like, I'm remembering it something about – the gorilla was a distraction, and I can't remember exactly why that was important, you know?
The illustration has two teams, some kids wearing white shirts, some wearing black shirts,
right.
And they're passing a basketball to each other. And the task is to count how many times the white shirts pass the ball to each other. But in the midst of all that, a gorilla walks through. And because you're not focused on the gorilla, you're so focused on just counting the number of passes, you miss the gorilla. And that was her point, that if we don't have the students focused on the right thing, they can miss something, you know, that's obvious, that's there, because they're focused on the wrong thing.
Well, can't we just say that instead and leave out gorilla illustration altogether? Or just say, as Peck illustrates, you know, if we have students focus on... you know, and then they will miss the big idea or whatever it may be.
It's kind of on the same lines as if we talked about Rossman and Chance and their Reese's Pieces applet. Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is Roxy Peck and her gorilla illustration. It's on the same level as that. So we can either choose to keep it in that context or remove it. I think it gives it credit for those that have seen it, or if you feel like it's distracting because it's too specific, then we can take it out.
But again, it's not even about the gorilla. It's about the lesson learned, which is, you know, students are focusing, can be focused on the wrong things and miss the big idea. So why aren't we just saying that?
Because those people that have seen the gorilla illustration will remember that specifically, and rather than just referring to the article or the
demonstration. Okay, well, I give up. I'm fine with whatever you guys decide.
I'm just for sake of
mm-hmm.
throwing everything out there. I can go either way.
I have never seen the gorilla demonstration, so
well,
I guess
I'm just saying that, like, Nirazu put that in there, having seen it, having seen the demonstration, and having I saw it way back in a conference that it was in Rochester, New York, in 2000. I don't even remember, but it was memorable. So I'm thinking that people that, like someone said today in the conversation in our call, that if they read JSE, they follow things like that, they would know.
And she kind of carried the theme forward to the next, it became kind of a thing, like, don't miss the gorilla, you know, it became... But I guess what we could do is put the website, the URL in there, so if somebody wanted to check it out and see, you know, what is this gorilla illustration, they could look at it,
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to describe it. So you can put a word like, you know, what Aisha was saying about missing the big picture.
Yeah.
So we can put a sentence in there, but put the link. So somebody who wanted to see what is the actual illustration, they can see that, and it will make it, I think it makes the idea clearer what you're talking about when you say students are missing the big picture because they're focusing on the wrong thing.
That sounds good.
Exactly. And again, if you want to put the gorilla link, but to me, the point is they're missing the big picture.
Okay, so, yeah, so are you going to take care of that?
Yeah.
Rewording? Okay. All right. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
Sure.
Okay. You'll see two lines below that. Since it is generally agreed that it originally said the primary goal of statistics courses is statistical literacy, and I didn't, for me, that the reason why that caught my attention is because, to me, it's not the primary goal because, I mean, for me, mine is to prepare my students for later classes in business, you know, that use statistics, but a primary goal would be statistical literacy. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe a little too particular?
No, I think I agree with that, having A, because it's one of many.
Okay. And then, let's see, the next, if you look down, you'll see the next one on the next page. We're on page 4, and I have some information colored in red. And I was just curious, do we have the numbers? Because of the next paragraph, we do have the numbers. Like, what is the actual validity? I was just curious if we knew it.
I was writing down something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so, okay. I didn't, because I think I looked at this article that talked about it, and they didn't provide any numbers
okay.
besides just saying that, yep, it's been, they've been checked out, and yep, they're holed up.
Okay. And then do we know, at the end of the next paragraph where it said the content, the last line, the content validity yielded 94% agreement among selected experts, do we know who they are, or does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Again, am I just, like, digging a hole over nothing, or?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Can we move down to
that
the common error? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this was, I think, Bob's thing, and it doesn't say
okay.
who the experts are, just that, you know, experts in the field.
Okay.
But you never really do put whoever established.
Right. Yeah, you just
anyway.
Said that you actually just, that you did the content validity.
Right.
You don't really list who they are.
No.
Okay. On the next page, page 5, with the common errors, I noticed you'll see several paragraphs in red. And I was thinking, when I was reading through that, I thought a lot of that seemed to overlap with pedagogy.
Yeah.
And,
that's what I thought, too, when I read through it.
So I wasn't sure if we, you know, what we should do at this point. Because I did take some things out of pedagogy. If you scroll down and look at page, bottom of page 6 and page 7, I edited out some things out of the pedagogy section because they had been mentioned earlier in the p-value, discussion of reasoning about the p-value, and discussion about statistical reasoning in general. So I left them in the earlier sections and kept in pedagogy, just the specifics about pedagogy.
Who wrote this section?
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Who wrote the common error section? It's been so long, I don't remember.
I wrote some of it. I did not write all of this. I wrote more of what's below. Under pedagogy, I think that was more mine.
Yeah.
I know the Matthew effect neurons, so that was you, right? That was like the last paragraph of common errors.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right above.
I think I started. what's in black at the beginning, I think I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So where did the other stuff come from?
I think we were doing some mixing up, some cutting and pasting between what we had all written.
So if we move this, and I haven't touched anything, but if I moved it down into pedagogy, I'd, you know, maybe, you know, change some transitions and things like that. But then that would leave common errors a bit sparse, and I wasn't I was noticing that some of this is talked about in other sections, though. Like, common errors in the reasoning about p-value section. I just don't know if we want to use this section to talk about the three things we've identified, or...
Maybe we can talk about the things that...
They don't know what we've done.
Yeah, because we haven't done it yet. Maybe we can talk about the errors that Sharon found.
Right.
Okay.
Hold on, let me just make a note of that. But there were a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we can, we don't have to put every single one, but maybe we can summarize kind of the categories that she found. And then when we do our own, it will, we can tie back to that.
Right.
Okay.
But that's a separate article.
Right, that's a
right.
separate article.
Okay. So what I can do at this point then is to just move that information into pedagogy and just, you know, clean it up a little bit. And I could write the summary, excuse me, the summary of Sharon's work, unless somebody else wants to.
Did we have that anywhere?
I thought we did up in the section.
In one of the...
Mm-hmm. Something, I think you wrote it.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's the second to last paragraph. Okay, it's page 3,
right.
And it's two paragraphs above the assessment measures.
Yeah, that was my section.
Mm-hmm. And there's some mention there, but then...
But I don't go into details in terms of what the errors were since...
Oh, okay.
Until the bottom of page 4. Do you guys see the bottom of page 4? It's in assessment measures. Is mentioned. Did you write this? As mentioned, Langutaz's RPAS instrument is designed to support research on students' conceptual understanding. So there you go into 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I think I did that. Yes.
Would we want to move that into common errors?
Seems like we could move some of that, even the two paragraphs about the assessment measures, because it talks about an extensive literature review that highlights the common errors. So we could move that into that section.
Hold on.
Okay.
Narazi, can you repeat that? Where specifically?
It's on page 3.
Uh-huh.
And it's two paragraphs before assessment measures.
While it is agreed?
No, the one before that. Oh, I guess I didn't count.
Photos? Okay.
Yeah. Because that seems to be talking about common errors, so we could probably move that to be in that section.
Okay.
Because, you see, when I wrote that section, this was supposed to be an introduction to the three parts that were coming after.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of talked about each of the different things.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Well, I think what's happened... we added the assessment piece later. That's probably what kind of...
Right.
Yeah, I think what's happening is we're kind of moving things around and they become out of context. But because I want to say that the sections 5 and 6 were really one big section, and they were kind of, I don't know, we're moving things around, which is fine.
5 and 6. Oh, I thought they were two different things.
They are, but I want to say when we first wrote our individual pieces, like, I don't think section 5 is one person's. I think it's a couple people's
okay.
mixed together.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's hard to say what we wrote anymore because the things have been kind of moved around. And
right. So
okay.
Those moves at least sound fine to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so acknowledgments, Nyaso recommended or suggested that we include, this is section 7 on page 7.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Nyaso suggested that we include a special thanks to the RAB, and I realize now they're not University of Minnesota, it's at CAUSE,
oh.
So I'll change that.
And I would actually shout out to Bob specifically.
Okay.
That's me personally.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, that sounds great to me too.
So should we include Andy or just Bob? Because, you know,
no.
I mean, he was assigned to us even though he didn't come to the meeting.
Yep.
Yep.
He sure was, so. I mean, I'm sure there's
I
a very good
I don't
reason,
know all
but...
that he did behind the scenes and how they worked it out so that Bob was the one that
oh,
he
that's
interacted
true.
With. But
oh, I mean, when I spoke to other people from other groups, they had both leaders.
That's
yeah.
true. That's
and some of them have three.
Oh, you mean both leaders showing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very involved.
Yeah.
And some had three leaders.
Yes.
Yeah, we totally got ripped. I would just be happy with putting Bob there because he did a lot of work for us. I mean, not
well, maybe
you know,
you know
us,
say
but...
our advisors, you know, and particularly Bob.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
The research advisory board from CAUSE specifically
yeah.
or especially or
especially
yeah.
possibly.
But I mean he is on Andy is on the research advisory board, so if we say research advisory board, he does get a mention there.
That's yeah,
true.
Then
yeah.
we just say a special right. thanks to
right.
Bob
Abdelma.
Okay. All right, I will change that.
Okay.
Okay, and then in the references, there are just a couple spots where I wasn't sure. The third reference, Bransford, JD, Brown, AL, and you'll see in red, I wasn't sure if that should be a comma after the parentheses or a period.
I think it needs to be a period, isn't it?
Okay, I wasn't sure.
We also need to know... location, not so. Isn't it supposed to be?
Yeah.
Sarah, to remind me.
I'm trying to remember if they because it's an online thing.
Oh, I see.
I'm wondering if they had. I can go back and look and see if they had a location of where it was actually printed, published.
Okay. So that's one. And you're going to look up. You're going to look for that.
I'm going to look for the location, and I'll just add it.
Okay.
Are we just editing it in here in the Google Docs? So then that way.
Why don't you just email?
Email to you.
Email it to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Google Docs is changed the format.
Okay.
A bit. So I don't want to. I'm hesitant to use it. Page 9,
uh-huh.
TOPS, Siskel Reasoning to Enhance Educational Quality. It's part of something on page 8. But then it said AERA Annual Meeting, Chicago, April. And I was, you know, I guess, oh, well, the year is already up there. But this is how it came. So I wasn't sure, should AERA Annual Meeting, period, and then Chicago? I wasn't sure about the format on that either, because the other meetings were different. They didn't list locations. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just make them all in line.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
So the ARA...
I would have to go to the manual, and I suck at APA manual stuff.
Oh, you have one. Okay.
I just look it up online.
Okay.
And it will give examples of references for meetings and, you know, what the format is.
Okay.
The next question was under Lane Guitaz, and I wasn't sure if RPAS should be, because it's an actual instrument, if the whole thing should be alphabetized, or should it, because the first letter was, or should that just
be a small? I think it should not be.
It should not be. So that R should actually be lowercase. Okay, done. And I think that's it. And then we need everyone to put their contact information.
Georgette, did you were you on the JSE webinar?
Yes.
Did anybody else do that?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't do it. Was that helpful?
Well, yes. In fact, he did. This was a concern of mine. He did mention literature reviews, so I felt okay. We can, you know. He didn't discount them. So, and just talked about just some of the things that they're interested in seeing in the future. So it's definitely worth spending some time listening to it just to get an idea of what they want to publish. And also they need reviewers and that too.
They also said, and this is just FYI, that they could use more papers on cooperative learning in upper-level statistics courses like a Stat 2 class. Mm-hmm. So, Aisha, I know you do some with your upper-level courses.
That's good to know. Thanks.
And they said they do accept papers on actual activities, and they said if you assess the results too, that's better.
Because they've got an activity section in there,
mm-hmm.
like practice or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then I have written down, coming in July on JSE, there's a review of the last 15 years for online learning. Oh, okay. That was just a note to me. Sorry.
yeah, that just came out. Did you see that? He just sent out an email that the new volume is out. And I saw that article.
And I have another note here that says research to practice. They want the literature, they want to see a literature review, how things are applied to the classroom, assessing the results, and tips on how to modify it. He says those were the things that he was looking at. They not only, and I guess that was a question I wanted to bring to the group, is not only the literature review, but then how is it applied to the classroom and then to assess the results. But you know what, that might be in the activities part.
Right.
And then tips on how to modify it.
Okay.
Okay, so
anything,
I forgot that I was the moderator for a minute.
So
we talked about the paper. I don't think we really have anything else to talk about, do we?
Nope.
We just want to finish this up, make the changes that Aisha took really great notes, I can tell. And so maybe we can get all that sent to me, and then I can send it out before we meet again. Do we want to do another conference call?
Well, I have a question about, we did talk a little bit about, and I know this is our priority to do the paper first, but additionally, we talked about instrument that maybe we would use. And
yeah.
I did contact Robin Locke through St. Lawrence University, and I don't know if he's just not around and not answering email, but I have not heard back from him.
Mm-hmm.
He had presented a few things at USCOTS, and I don't have any other contact information for him to get the article, or not the articles, but copies of maybe handouts that he had given. So I'm kind of waiting to hear back from him about the randomization and bootstrapping technique
right.
of But there was something that they talked about, okay, I forget where, maybe it was the JSE webinar, but they were talking about, it was either in JSE or the last thing that, I think it was JSE, that there was something about randomization and bootstrapping that was either in JSE or one of the other online articles.
I had I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I just had the same results when I tried to contact the two seminar leaders about the randomization tests. I haven't heard back from them. So, I mean, it's summer, so, you know.
You can also contact Jean because, you know, she puts together those folders.
Okay.
I mean, like, a few years ago, I missed one of the course workshops, and I just contacted her to find if she had an extra folder I can get.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Materials.
I have all the materials. I was wanting permission, so that's I have it. I mean, I guess I could send it out to you, just as long as we don't, you know, obviously don't use it until we get the permission. But
so
you
we
could
really
at least
need
see
to get permission to use that stuff. Nairanzu, you've been to a few of these, isn't it? Just kind of.
I think there was one where he said not to use it without permission. But
okay.
Like when they don't say that, it's assumed that you would use it and just acknowledge them.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Great. So I'll send that out.
Whenever you can. I mean, it's always good to make sure so you don't upset people.
Well, at the very least, I can send it out to you and then we'll wait.
Right.
And I will ask Gene for the Robin Locks and his family's presentations. And if I do get something back from Gene, I will forward it to you guys as well.
Wonderful.
One more question. Aisha, did you get the, I want to call it a diploma, a certificate? They were handed out at the luncheon, and I missed the luncheon, and I know that you missed the luncheon as well on the last day. Was that sent to you?
Yes.
See, I didn't get mine.
Hmm.
Where was it sent from? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I know that I have something in my mailbox.
Okay.
But I haven't. I'm not sure.
Maybe that's a question for Jean also, do you
maybe.
Think?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that would come from the RAB.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe, what's her name? Gosh. Joan?
Jean? No. Joan?
Maybe Joan?
Did any of you volunteer for the webinar that they want?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay.
We still, I mean, there's still room.
I'm teaching, yeah.
There's only two of us, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we all have an idea of what's happening next. Oh, I want to tell you guys, I'm going to JSM. I mean, I've never been before, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm kind of excited.
It's pretty overwhelming.
I know. I was like a newcomer, and I was talking to somebody there, and they're like, yeah, 6,000 people. And I thought, oh. Oh, no.
What
okay,
I did was go on to their online program before leaving and created my own program.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, I did that.
A, you know, it allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you select the things that you want to go to, then you can just print out your own. That's so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things.
Georgette, I went for the first time last year at Vancouver, and I really loved it. And one thing that I liked especially about it, and I probably would do it again, would be the round table, either breakfast or lunch. I mean, they cost extra, but if it's a particular topic that you're really interested in, it's really a nice way to make connections. I was at a luncheon that was probably 20 of us at a round table luncheon, and it was on the creating a course for statistical literacy.
Oh.
Very helpful, very interesting.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you. Okay, so shall we talk about our next meeting date?
So are we going to hold off on scheduling another conference call? I mean, it looks like for the most part we're just doing edits. Can edits be done by email?
Yes.
Yes.
So can we put the meeting on hold at least until we see the next round of drafts?
Absolutely.
And, good. So, Jed, I don't want you to be... Well, I feel like I don't want you to be the only one working on this because you've done a lot of work on it, putting it together.
Yes.
So, you know, tell us. I mean, we're going to do the part that we talked about.
Okay.
But,
right, but if you just move, you know, if you can just send out something then we can just, by email, start editing back and forth.
Okay. So what I sent you, you could use?
Yeah, so what I'm doing with what you sent is I'm just highlighting the parts where I've added things just so
okay.
you can see that.
Fine.
Okay, that's great.
So, Naradu, once you send that to Georgette, once you have something, can you just send that out so we'll start from there?
Right, that's a great idea.
And any changes that are made, highlighted.
From that point forward.
Okay.
We'll just make in color.
Okay.
Email back and forth.
That sounds great. Okay, that's great. That's a great plan, yeah. Okay, ladies, so I guess we'll hear from each other in email.
Yeah, great.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Please stand by.